Always great to visit with our friends here at Best Buy Ag. Ron Seister came in, and Ron, you've been with them, I guess, a little bit over a year now, maybe about a year?
Well, I really started with these guys back in July. June, July time frame, I came on. I kind of started the Veteran Drone Services thing a little over a year ago and was kind of operating in this area, and then we kind of partnered up about July of 23.
And the drones, man, you guys are wide open, aren't you?
I'm telling you, the old dad joke I keep in my pocket is the drone business has its ups and downs, but it is definitely going fast. So it's moving fast. It's an ever-changing market, and the more people we get it in front of, the more ways they find to use it and help their operation. And we have had little to no customers that have been disappointed once they got it, and it's been great.
You know, you guys are doing a lot as far as drones, selling drones through your dealership, but you're also training folks to fly and use drones too. And that's a neat part. You're working with K-CART on that, the Ag and Rural Development Center for Kentucky.
That's right. We originally started working with the Kentucky Center for Agriculture and Rural Development. When I was transitioning out of the military, I used that program to kind of figure out what I was going to do next. And I kind of realized that agriculture was it, but I was kind of a liability because I wasn't bringing nothing to the table because I didn't have a background in it. And I found that I could kind of bridge the gap between technology and farmers. So we started doing that. So then when I realized how much it helped me, I started bringing other soldiers in. We started a CSP program for this Career Skills Bridge program at Fort Campbell, and now we help soldiers transition out of the military into the world of agriculture using drones. So kind of the mission statement there was the veterans that have protected us have joined forces with the farmers that feed us to bring technologically advanced, cost and carbon-reduced farming solutions to the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
I like that. I think it's a fantastic way to do just that, and you've worked with a lot of veterans since you started the program.
I have. We've got two that we've already put through the program. That one of them has their own spray business now in Michigan. One of them's headed back to California and going to do drones, but he's not doing agriculture. And then we've got one currently in the program now, and they called me today. We got two more that are getting ready to start next week. So we'll have plenty of help this summer, hopefully, to get through the busy season.
I tell you what, that's fantastic because you're helping veterans find jobs. That's important, but also providing a great service for our farmers too.
That's right. It's about, you know, making sure you can help the farmers, help their bottom line, show them how the technologies, you know, of today can really help what they've got going on, and then how the soldiers can fit in, because soldiers and farmers just kind of work well together. They're both kind of salt of the earth people that work with a purpose. We have a shared purpose when it comes back to taking care of America. One's been defending it and one's been feeding them. Neither one would be worth anything without the other one. So it's nice that when you get done with your military time, you can kind of work together and continue to serve the people of this country.
Not only training veterans, you're also training people who buy drones, farmers who buy drones. And I think it's a big part of it too, Ron. What are you working with on folks who buy a drone?
Yeah, so when they buy a drone from us, kind of that we offer the full package here at Best Way Ag, and we will train you how to use it. We go to your house, we'll go to your farm, we'll set it up, we'll get it set up for your operation, and then tailor it based off of your farming operation. So if, you know, you're a big tobacco guy in this area and you're going to raise some tobacco, we can show you kind of how to use it with tobacco. If you got small specialty crops, we can show you that. And if you're just a big row crop farmer running lots of acres of corn and beans, we can show you how to implement these drones in your program there as well and continue to help. I don't think it replaces the ground rig. Right now, I feel like it complements. So it complements the helicopters, it complements the ground rigs, and it makes both of those things more efficient. And places where you can't get helicopters and planes in, or if you don't have enough acreage to get on the list, you can now take some of this aerial application into your own hands. And farmers like to control.
That's a tool and toolbox, right?
That's right. I don't know any farmer says his toolbox is full.
Right, that's right.
You know, we're always trying to fill that toolbox, and this is exactly what this is.
You know, you were at the Farm Machinery Show, busy time, and saw you there, didn't get a chance to speak to you, but I don't mind that. You're certainly answering a lot of questions. A lot of folks coming and talking to you about drones, you and Danny and the whole crew at Farm Machinery Show.
Yeah, Farm Machinery Show was really big for us. Best Way Ag put a lot of time, money, and effort into a big presence up there, and it paid off. It paid off in spades, and we were really able to continue the education of what the drones can and can't do. We were able to let people see it that had seen it on videos or maybe the internet, able to actually put their hands on it and see it. And then we had a ton of people that had never even seen it before. It was the first time. And we were able to set up a big demonstration screen. We ran several seminars throughout the 4 or 5 days. It seemed like it was a month long. I think it was only 4 days, but we were able to get in front of a lot of people and educate. So the education portion of what we do here is the foundation of what it is, because we want to educate you on what it can and can't do, a little bit of myth busters, a little bit of expectation management. Some people think it can do things it can't. Some people have no idea of what all it really can do. So we're here to educate you on how it can help your farming operation and how it would fit into what you got going on.
I think it's fantastic. Ryan Seister, Best Way Ag. Ryan, appreciate you. Appreciate all you do. Love what you're doing with the veterans, and keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it.
We're on 106.5 WKDZ celebrating National Agriculture Week.